Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
In the pursuit of video game excellence, it's nice to have some proof of how great you are. Enter trophies and achievements. Of course, not every trophy is made equally, and somewhere along the line, a bronze trophy, which is supposed to be fairly trivial to obtain, becomes a huge pain in the butt. Whether because the requirements for it are obscure, overly challenging, or excessively time-consuming, you deserved a lot more than the crappiest trophy PlayStation has to offer if you obtained any of these. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 insanely difficult bronze trophies that cost you 100%. Number 10, Social Lubricant, Watch Dogs. Our first entry for a tried, tested, and tormenting platinum killer is the Social Lubricant trophy from Watch Dogs. Now, you'll have a pretty smooth time with the other silver and bronze trophies if you've nailed the fundamentals of Watch Dogs mechanics, which makes this bitchy little minigame all the more frustrating. To achieve the trophy, you'll need to unlock and complete all 10 levels of the drinking game in each bar. Like all trophies that revolve around minigames, I really hope you're enjoying the minigame itself, otherwise you're in for a bad time. And enjoying the minigame in this instance is pretty much impossible because it full-on sucks. The minigame requires you to navigate to the button icons and then click the corresponding ones once they come into focus, or keep your joysticks in the allocated positions depending on the matchup. As you can imagine, this gets harder the more you get drunk, the controls invert, time limits are harder, and the tedium well and truly sets in. All I can say for this minigame is that it's not fun, it's not a good test of your skills in relation to the rest of the game at all, and there's a reason it was eventually patched to be easier. Number 9. Becomes the Master, Titanfall 2. Now, there should be nothing easier than achieving a trophy that you can grab in the tutorial section of a game, but I guess Respawn decided you shouldn't have it that easy, and instead they made this particular trophy the hardest to obtain in the entire game. The trophy requires you to grind the training level until you place in the top 3 spots on the pilot's gauntlet, keeping your time low while continuously wall jumping and hitting every target along the way. You essentially need a flawless run, and even then, you'll need to keep up your speed to score high enough on the list. There are plenty of suggestions to help you out with this one, including the best weapon loadout, memorizing the course, and cooking arc grenades before you throw them, but ultimately, this is a controller-smashingly hard bronze that absolutely threatens to cost you 100%. Forcing you to get through this one in less than 33.6 seconds is absolutely evil. Number 8. Benevolent Leader, Fallout 4. If you'd been praying to play Fallout Shelter in Fallout 4, but with a lot less fun and even more demands placed on you, you might be the one person to actually enjoy pursuing the Benevolent Leader trophy in Fallout 4. For everybody else, this one seriously blows. To achieve it, you need to hit the maximum happiness rank in a large settlement, which is a gargantuan ask. Before this one was patched, most people would find that no matter what they tried, their settlement happiness would seem to cap out at 95%, preventing them from achieving this trophy, even if you gave your little NPCs everything they could possibly want and then some. You'll need to pour your resources into building your townies all kinds of structures, stores, and aesthetic additions to try to hit the maximum standard happiness cap of 80, and then try to score 20 additional points through items obtained from the base game and Vault Tech Workshop add-on. This is exhausting, it's tedious, and it's surely worth more than a bronze. Number 7. My blaster runs really, really hot. Ratchet and Clank Future, crack in time. Another minigame for you here set to screw over your 100%, and it's My Blaster Runs Hot. In order to do this, you'll need to get 10,000 points, which is incredibly tricky. The enemies take multiple shots to eliminate, while you'll lose a life if you get hit even once. This is going to be an almost 10-minute exercise if you can hit the points target. Not to mention how long it's going to take if you get taken out before you're able to reach it. Dedicated trophy hunters have come up with a number of strats for this one, including camping in the entrances, focusing on melee, and pairing up with a buddy to make the whole thing a lot easier. But you're probably going to want to tear your hair out, even if you're second screening with a video walkthrough, because this one is pure pain. Yet another childhood-defining exercise in agony for many of you. Number 6. Brutality 101, Batman Arkham Knight. Brutality 101 isn't named just for the damage you'll be rolling out, but also the agony you'll have to endure in trying to achieve this pain-in-the-butt trophy. This one demands you string together 15 unique moves during a single combo. And if you know anything about Arkham Knight's combat, you know that means that even the best player will need to have a good handful of foes at your disposal, preferably gathered close to one another, and ensure you don't take a hit as you're doling out your high-scoring combo. Not to mention, you'll need to get out every single item, gadget, and move in your bag of tricks to get 15 different attacks in a row. You'll probably want to write down your moveset ahead of time unless you have one hell of a memory, and then executing is a whole other matter entirely. It's unfathomable how this ended up being a bronze trophy only, since it's easily one of the toughest feats to pull off in the entire game. And the trophies of Arkham Knight are no cakewalk.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Master Slasher's Trophy, Demon Souls. A hard trophy in a notoriously hard game is already a good way to get the blood flowing. But that trophy being a bronze that's keeping you from platinuming a game, that's even worse. This particular trophy calls for you to fully upgrade a weapon using blade stones, which doesn't sound too bad if you don't know the particulars, but let me break those down for you. You see, pure Bladestone is a huge pain in the ass to get your hands on, as it has a drop rate of 1 in 200. Reddit threads are full of people asking for advice or to get help via a trade. Players have been known to farm for tens of hours with no luck, so this is an agonizing bronze to cross off. So agonizing, in fact, that From Software opted not to include the trophy when Demon's Souls arrived on the PS5. Even if the Bladestone isn't a problem, there's every chance the Mercury Stone, Marrow Stone, or Dark Moon Stone might be. Unlike so much of Demon's Souls, this isn't a test of skill at all, just a test of your patience. Number 4. The sequel, Friday the 13th. Sometimes, much like the Master Slashers trophy, a trophy isn't insanely difficult because it's especially hard, but instead because it's really, 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 really tedious. In this case, the bronze will cost you playing 500 multiplayer matches as Jason. In short, this one is gonna take forever, so you'll want to choose the map with the shortest intro, the counselors who are the easiest to take out, a Jason with the shortest outro, fastest movement speed, and quickest kills, and to know where the counselors spawn in. Even having all this information, the time commitment to have the game register as you playing Jason 500 times is monumental. Hopefully you really like playing this one, because the combo of how unlikely you are to be randomly chosen as Jason in a public match, and how likely you are to have a friend willing to put up with you being Jason 500 times in a private match, seems pretty low. The only reason this isn't the hardest trophy to get in the whole game is that there's a silver that requires you to play as Jason 1,000 times. Now that's chilling. Number 3. The Nameless King, Dark Souls 3. The Nameless King may be an optional boss in Dark Souls 3, but every trophy hunter knows there's no such thing as optional if they really want to get that platinum. And so yet another slew of Reddit threads spawned from players begging for help in defeating this towering sword-wielding menace. The Nameless King trophy requires you to beat the Nameless King, but it's easier said than done because he is far and away the toughest boss in the game. First, you'll need to take out the King of the Storm, and shockingly, the gigantic chicken dragon thing is nowhere near the trickiest part of this equation. The Nameless King hits incredibly hard, he's stocked to the gills with combos, has time-delayed lightning attacks, and a pile of health. Not to mention if, and let's face it, when he does take you out, you'll have to fight the King of the Storm all over again. Being two shot before reaching your inevitable doom is already brutal, and if you find yourself with the wrong build for his attack patterns and methods, you might find yourself setting this one firmly in the too hard basket. Number 2. Rockhound, Infamous. You either love finding collectibles in video games or you don't, but even if you do, I'm doubting you had a stellar time finding all 350 blast shards in Infamous. These little guys are all over the damn shop, and as a result, even using a guide map isn't necessarily helpful, as it'd be faster to tell you the places you won't be able to find a blast shard in the game's enormous map. If you do find a good handful of them before deciding to use a guide, then you'll have to recheck every location to try and work out the ones you've missed. To make things even harder, sometimes the shards won't come up in the minimap because they're located up high or out in the water. There are plenty of arduous collectathons in video games, but very few of them ask you to find just this many items for just this small of a reward. Number 1. Crated, Overwatch. Crated is a particularly tricky trophy to obtain, as it depends entirely on the actions of your opposing team, and then your ability to exploit them in just the right position. The trophy called for you to hit 6 enemies with a single use of Doomfist Meteor Strike in quick or competitive play, and it's exactly as painfully difficult as that sounds. The Crated trophy was carried over from the original game to Overwatch 2 and has an equally low clear rate in both games. The trophy was so difficult because it required you to hit the full enemy team in one fell swoop. In its new edition, you only have to hit 4 enemy players, but the increased roster means it's not necessarily a lot easier to pull off. The opposing team needs to be stacked ridiculously tight, and preferably in one of Zarya's Graviton Surges. All that being the case, you still need to be in the right place at the right time, and what do you get for your trouble? A ruddy bronze. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment section which bronze trophy was the trickiest for you to obtain, so we can all commiserate together and pat each other on the back for all the time well spent. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, but make sure you stay tuned with us here for plenty more gaming goodness.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.